Masechet Tamid Perek Bet Mishnah He. Here we'll talk about how the second fire was created. On the second fire, they would have the fire for the Ketoret. Mishnah says, Bareru Misham Atze Te'ena Yafin. The Kohanim would go to the wood area where they would store all of the wood, and they would specifically look for wood of a fig tree that was very fine, that looked very nice. Lesader ha-ma'aracha sheniya la-ketoret. And this was done to arrange a second wood pile that would eventually, the wood would burn and it would create coals, and those coals would be used for burning the ketoret. They specifically looked for trees that grew figs because that was the tree that fixed up the sin of Adam and Chava. After Adam and Chava made the sin, they made the sin only because of the lashon hara of the snake. They were given leaves from a fig tree in order to cover themselves up and not be embarrassed. So the ketoret as well, that brings us kapara, that atones for the sin of lashon hara. So it was burned with coals from the wood of a fig tree. So that wood was chosen, and the fire was mikeneget keren ma'aravit deromit. The fire was located on the opposite side of the southwest corner of the mizbeach. Mashuch min hakeren kelapet zafon arba amot. It was moved away from the corner 4 amot to the north. Beomed hamesh se'im kehalim. The fire would have a lot of coals would come from that fire. 5 se'ah, which is a certain measurement, which is for our term 17 gallons of coals would come from that fire when it was fully burned, and some of them were taken to the Hechal eventually for the burning of the Ketoret. Ubeshabbat be'omed shemonat se'in gehalim. On Shabbat, the fire was made much larger, and it would produce 8 se'ah of coals. Shesham hayu notnin shene bezichei levona shel lechem hapanim. Because there, they would put 2 spoonfuls of levona, which was a certain spice that they would put together with the lechem hapanim, the special bread of the Kohanim, and they would burn the levona with the lechem hapanim, and this would happen every single Shabbat, so they needed to increase the fire. So the wood that they would use was larger for Shabbat in order to produce enough coals to be used for everything. Ha'evarim v'ha'pedarim she'lo nit'akilu mi'ba'erev. Then the limbs of the korbanot and the different fats that weren't fully burned in the night, we said before in Mishnah Aleph that they were put on the side of the Mizbeach while the fire was going to be rebuilt. Mahazirin otan lema'aracha. The Kohanim now took the fats and the limbs to the main wood pile so that then now they would burn completely. Hitzitu shetei ha'ma'arachot ba'esh. And they lit the 2 wood piles with fire. V'yardu u'ba'u lahem l'lishkat ha'gazit. And then they went down from the Mizbeach and they came down to l'lishkat ha'gazit where the next lottery would take place. Masechet Tamid Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. After the Kohanim would gather in the Lishkat HaGazit, they appointed more people to take care of the rest of the Avodah. Mishnah says, Amar lehem ha-memuneh, the head Kohen would tell them, Bo'u ve-hafisu, come and take part of the lottery for the following 5 jobs in the Beit HaMikdash. Number 1, Mishohed, who's going to be the one who slaughters the Korban Tamid. The Korban Tamid was brought every morning as the first Korban brought, and every evening as the last korban that was brought. Really, anybody, even a non-kohen, was allowed to slaughter the korban tamid, but they would keep it internally, give it to the kohanim, and we would think they wouldn't have a raffle over it. They wouldn't have a lottery because it was something that anyone could really do, but here, because it was the first part of the avodah, the rabbis were nervous, the kohanim were nervous that other kohanim would fight, and therefore they said, let's decide to have it given out by lottery. Secondly, mizorek, who's going to throw the blood against the sides of the outer Mizbeach, the second stage in the Korban was after it was slaughtered. Somebody would receive the blood and then throw some of it on the corners of the Mizbeach. Thirdly, Mi min dashen Mizbeach ha-penimi. Who's going to clear the ashes from the inner Mizbeach? Who's going to remove the coals and the ashes that are on the Mizbeach from the Ketoret of the previous day? Usually they would have when it's coming to the Ketoret, someone who never did it before. Hachamim tell us that if a person brought the Ketoret, they could bring him riches. So they would have a new person do it. But if all of the Kohanim of that watch did the Ketoret once in their life already, then they would have this raffle and they would award a person the ability to be involved with the ketoret. Mimid, number four, mimid dashen ta menorah, who's going to clear out the ashes from the menorah, who's going to take the oil from the lamps that was there, that left over, who is going to take out the old wicks, and then that person would also light the menorah later in the day. And then lastly, mima'ale evarim lakevesh, who's going to be the one that carries the body parts of the korban tamid, up the ramp to the outer mizbeach. The bringing of the limbs wasn't done by one kohanim, but it was done by nine different kohanim, and the memuneh would announce how these parts would be divided up. Harosh v'haregel, one kohen would bring the head and the right back leg of the animal. Ushte hayadayim, the second kohen would bring both of the front legs. Ha'oketz v'haregel, the third kohen would bring the back portion and the left back leg. Hehazeh v'hagera, the fourth kohen would bring the fat of the chest and the neck. Ushte defanot, the fifth kohen would bring the two sides of the animal. Hakeravayim, the sixth kohen would bring the intestines of the animal. Behasolet, the seventh kohen would bring the fine flour that accompanied the korban, the mixture of the fine flour and the oil, which is the korban mincha, was burned on the mizbeach with the korban tamid. The eighth kohen, the havitim, would bring the havitin loaves. These loaves were brought to the mizbeach at the same time as the korban tamid. And lastly, v'hayayin, a ninth kohen would bring wine. The wine was brought up to the mizbeach with the tamid and poured into the drain at the southwest corner. Hefisu zacha mishizacha. After the appointed one's announcement, they made a lottery, and whoever won, won. They wouldn't make a lottery for every single one of these different things. There would be one winner chosen, and that winner, the kohen, eventually received the zechut of throwing the blood. Even though we listed the fact that the shechita was first, the throwing of the blood was considered to be the more chashuv, the more important task. And the 12 kohanim who were standing to his right were given the remaining parts of the avodah in the order that we listed in the Mishnah. So the 13 different things that were given out was the receiving of the blood and the throwing of the blood, the slaughtering and of the korban, the clearing of the inner mizbeach, the cleaning and the clearing of the menorah, and then they would have nine kohanim, the next nine, who would carry parts of the korban up the ramp.